ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Monday, April 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Missy from My Pure Health Solution down in Battle Creek. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning, Patriots.
Yes. I want to share something that happened over the weekend. A good Patriot Christian brother, friend of mine, I got through a text message that he passed away, and it was a shock. And, you know, I felt bad because the last time we talked, it you know, wasn't the conversation I'd want to have if I knew that was going to be my last conversation with him.
Right.
And I had told him about your program, and I was late. I feel that maybe I let him down, I let his family down, because I didn't share this information with Steve sooner. And he passed away on Saturday, and we're going to have a service. And a lot of people are texting me wanting to know when the service is going to be. But I guess my question to you, when I truly want to help people, I really want... I mean, I went to Michigan State to be a doctor, and I wasn't going to get into med school because of affirmative action back in the 1970s. You know, I was told by my counselor I had to find a different career path, and because it's just in my being.
You have compassion.
I do, and I just feel bad that I wasn't there for him.
Was he unhealthy?
Well, he had told me he was having some health issues. He had a cardiac event, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Okay. And, it brought back him telling me he had a cardiac event. He took me back to Vicky's congestive heart failure in January, you know, that we had at the hospital when I almost lost her.
Right.
You know, and so when he said cardiac event, I don't know if it was congestive heart failure. He said he was having problems breathing. That was his thing. Okay. They sent him to the hospital, and they were trying to figure out what was going on. And obviously, he was home trying to recover from that cardiac event when he couldn't go and file papers to be a county commissioner representing the people there in Curtis in the UP. Right. And, you know, it was just... I was pressing so hard to get all my Patriot brothers to run for office and to file before, you know, last Tuesday, the 23rd at 4 o'clock. There was some miscommunication. I was kind of ticked off. You know, it was just not the conversation I wanted to have.
Sure.
And when I found out, it's like, okay, now I'm not ever going to be able to say, you know, Steve, I'm sorry for talking to you that way. And, you know, like I said, the family, I said, he's probably up there with Jesus and God and laughing at me all upset and blaming myself, you know. But anyway, this is when this happens to you, you know, and then you think, well, could I have helped? You know, could I have pushed more? Could I have, you know, gone and seen him in person for him to see me and going, oh, my God, you know, you're like a stick, dude, compared to the last time I saw you. I mean, did I fail my friend?
You didn't fail your friend. I mean, I think you said that you possibly told them about this program. I mean, he knows you. You're good friends. He has to have known something.
Right.
But it's just like I just had an interesting phone call with a potential client last week, and this person has congestive heart failure. This person said this person was well over 350 pounds, but wanted to check with his doctor first to see if what I had to do would help him.
Right.
So we'll talk about that after.
Yeah, sounds good.
Break.
Yep, short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque Isle County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's you.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is Missy down in Battle Creek at My Pure Health Solutions. And Missy, you said that you got this phone call, you said just last week.
Yeah, I had a phone call with a gentleman that he called in. He said he's been listening to your show for a while now and wanted to check it out. And he weighs over 350 pounds, and he said that he's concerned for his heart health. And I said, well, you called the right place because we see so many great things happen with our program because it's not just about getting fat off. It's also about returning health on the inside of the body. So, folks, you got to think, you're inside the body. Just pretend like it's a $1 trillion city. That city has got managers, offices. I mean, it's a city on the inside. And how the health of your city's working is going to determine probably how long you're going to be here on this world. So this gentleman, I was explaining to autophagy and everything that you know, because with autophagy, we talk about that a lot on the radio. Autophagy, yeah. What it does is the number one thing that's helping help is your heart, because it helps get rid of the harm, like the worn out cells, components in your heart. So it gets rid of the heart, the it's the fountain of youth for the cells. It removes the junk. It ensures that your heart cells are working properly. It's going to reduce the risk of problems that keeping, because if your heart cells, if we eradicate the bad heart cells and bring in, your body brings in a brand new one, I mean, that's what people, that's why people get off their blood pressure medications. They get off CPAP machines and all this stuff. Well, it's, at the guy at the end, he goes, well, I'm not too sure about this. I need to go talk to my doctor to make sure that what you guys do would help me and not hurt me. And I brought up this gentleman. I said, there was a guy, this was years ago now, there's a gentleman that had listened to us on the radio for 5 years on a Ranks radio station down here in Battle Creek.
Yeah. And now, I want to make sure people know, because I talked about Ranks passing
right
a year ago in yep. April when we met you.
Yeah.
It was shortly after Rank had passed away.
Yeah.
Another yes. patriot Christian brother. I loved him to death. And,
yes.
you know, we were on the radio at the same time, 9 to noon. He was yeah. down in Battle Creek, you know, WBCK. I was up mm-hmm. here. And when you told me he passed away,
yes.
it hit me just like hearing of Steve Kerr's passing, you know. So yeah. anyway, he had been listening on Rank Show years ago. And
yep.
And finally, you said, well, how many years had he been listening to?
He had been on for 5 years. So 5 years. So after 5 years, this man comes walking in our office, and he's got, you know, suspenders on. He's wearing, you know, big bibbed overalls. And he just pulls out a wad of $1 bills and lays them on the countertop. And we just look at him like, hi, can we help you? And he told us his name. He goes, I've been listening to Rank for 5 years. He goes, and this money right here, he goes, I've been saving my money because I'm grossly overweight and I don't want to be a burden to my family. So I've been saving my money so that way I can have enough money to pay for my funeral and not be a burden to my family. And we're like, oh, okay. He's like, but he goes, I decided to live. He goes, I'm not saving my money anymore to die. I'm going to use this money and I'm going to live. And I'm going to change my life because I decide I want to be there for my family. We're like, oh my gosh, we're all crying and everything. Like, this is amazing.
Sure.
Well, I just sent you a picture of him, Trucker. I just sent you a picture of him.
Yes.
Your phone. That's that man. That's him right there.
Wow.
And he did. He got, and the cool, he only had something crazy, only like 20%. I don't even know if that's possible. He said like only 20% of his heart worked. That's why he had been convinced that he was going to die.
Sure.
The doctors gave him no hope. No hope at all.
And it wasn't something that they could even provide a surgery or medication to make the heart work better, because it was so dead basically at that point.
Yeah, he was a risk. Mm. And so, yeah, so he just, you know, and we didn't know he's been listening to us for 5 years. I mean,
sure.
We had no idea a guy was going to come in our office that one particular day and it was going to change. We know anyone that comes in to see us, we know it's going to change your life. I mean, it just does. I mean, we've been doing it for 12 years. So
yeah.
That's where, when I listened to somebody, my consult from last week, and he's like, I need to go talk to my doctor. And I'm like, okay, if you want your doctor to call and talk to me, I will provide any kind of anything that they need. Because that's why I say, it's like, folks, get off the system. If you are on blood pressure medication, if you're on a CPAP machine, if you are type 2 diabetic, all of those things more than likely are not going to be necessary for you once you figure out what's going on inside your body that has caused you to need it in the first place.
Well, I'm living testimony to that, because I got rid of my CPAP machine. I don't snore anymore. I came off of 3 medications. They had me pre-diabetic for sugar. Mm-hmm. They had me on a statin to lower cholesterol, because they're saying, you know, the bad cholesterol was a little bad. And they had me on another somewhat of a blood thinner because they thought the blood was too thick because I have strong platelets. My platelets are like super glue.
Right.
And they're like, Randy, your blood is too thick. It's putting pressure on your heart, causing the pressure to go up. I was borderline 145, 150 all the time over like 100, as opposed to 120 over 80, which is what I am now. And they're like, okay, so I'm on that. Three medications, they're gone. I'm on no medications. I'm 66 years old now. And everybody's like, dude, you're running around here Friday night acting like you're 20, you know, you're moving quickly. It was amazing. You know, when I gave my speech, my talk was a big room. I was actually walking back and forth. I was the only speaker that did it, but I was walking back and forth to both sides of the room because I just had this energy, you know. And the thing of it is, and I guess this is the biggest concern I have, is when people say, well, I don't think it'll work for me, or I got to check with my doctor. Okay, wait a minute, stop. I have a different response. Had I been the life coach or the consultant right. with this guy? Okay, you're going to go and talk to a doctor that has allowed you to get to 360 pounds, who's prescribed all this medication for you, and you're going to want to get permission from him to have him tell you it's okay to do Missy's program, when this guy has done nothing to get you off your medications, done nothing to get you to lose weight, has done nothing to rebuild your cells at the cellular level. This is the guy you're going to go and ask permission to get on and to do Missy's program. Are you kidding me? What are you, like, brain dead, stupid?
Well, we've been taught, we've been conditioned to run to the doctor for a snotty nose. We've been conditioned to run to the doctor when we have a sore throat. You know, we should have been conditioned to go to the doctor when we broke our bone or we fell off the tractor, hit our head, and let's make sure we don't have a concussion. Not to go to the doctor when the doctor should look at you and say, listen, Jean, Bob, Mary, we need to pull 60 pounds off your body. But they don't have the foggiest idea how to do it unless you want to go ahead and take the new craze Ozempics that might paralyze your stomach and your bowel.
Ozempic.
Yeah.
Is that the tiny little pill that blah 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 and the fat girl singing? Is that the Ozempic ad you're talking about?
There's three different types out there now, but I don't know if they're a pill or if it's a shot.
Whatever the heck it is. Yeah, okay. Yes. Have you heard the disclaimer on that?
Well, I know there's a class action lawsuit. So, again, run to your doctor, folks. Run to your doctor. You need to lose 60 pounds. Let them give you what they figured out works for you.
Some side effects may occur, including death, including, you know, paralyzation. I mean, when I heard the disclaimer, I went, are you kidding me? That's something I want to take? Are you nuts?
But guess what? In America, like, hey, but my insurance is paying for it, and I deserve to have something free because of how – I get it, folks. You're paying a ton for your insurance. Your insurance should provide you with something. You know what's sad is that your insurance does not provide for anything holistic like ours. Why?
Right.
It doesn't – why?
You know, it doesn't allow the doctors to write scripts.
Right.
It doesn't allow the pharmaceutical companies to sell their drugs. It doesn't keep you hooked on the system.
It doesn't keep you in the system, exactly. It's going to take you off the system. I mean, how do you think those pharmaceutical companies, do you think those doctors and pharmaceutical companies high five when they lose a client that they don't need CPAP machines anymore or they don't need their medication anymore? Are you think they're high-fiving? Like, we high-five in our office. We ring a bell. We high-five. We pretend like there's balloons in the air. We're like, hey, this person just got off a second medication. Woo!
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I had my sleep doctor had scheduled me for every 6 months. You know how you have a consult, to follow up, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Sure. Well, they called me for months in hospital to confirm my appointment with my sleep doctor. And I said, okay, did you read my notes? I've already had this conversation with you guys like 4 months ago, 5 months. Well, it might be 7 months ago now.
Right.
I don't use my CPAP machine no more. And they're like, what? Oh, did you, what's that stimulator thing you put in your arm now or some stupid thing to activate in your esophagus? And I'm like, no, I didn't do that either. I lost 90 pounds and I don't snore anymore.
Right.
Take me off the computer. I've already asked, you want me to bring the machine back? You can refurbish it for another client, patient, whatever. I don't use the darn thing. I'm off of it. I stop snoring. Take me out of the system. I'm mad that you're wasting my time even talking to me about a six-month follow-up that I stopped 6 months ago. So, right. They want to keep you on the system.
They do. They do. And the thing is, because it's kind of like once you're blind but now you see, it's hard for you. It's hard for someone like you, someone that's been through the program. The scales have been pulled off your eyeballs, and that's why you're so passionate about it, is because you see through a lens that you're trying to get other people to see. And so now, you know, like between you and I, we're always talking like, what is it that holds people back from making the phone call? Do they think it's going to work for everyone, not them? Well, I can tell you, no, your body's going to work for you. Your body's going to tell you exactly why you're in the condition you're in. I don't know why until you put your hand on a device that we use that was created using quantum physics by men over 100 years ago discovered that has been hidden from us, the people, and we all know why they've hidden it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, one of the other things I know, and everybody's saying, well, Randy, I talked to her and she doesn't take insurance, because everybody, like you say, they pay for the insurance. They want the insurance to cover it. They don't. But there's a component to that, too. It's because when people actually pay for the program, they have skin in the game.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. Like my son, I know we don't have much time left, but my son was autistic at the age of 4. We discovered he was autistic, and 2 years of, he did intensive therapy that the school district paid $78,000 out of their own pocket. Unbelievably, for my son to have intensive therapy for 2 years done. What that did, it gave us a son back that we never thought we would have. We were told he's going to live with us for the rest of his life, be dependent on me forever, because he had zero language and he could not function in the world. He didn't know how to call me mom until he was 5 years old. Didn't know how to answer yes or no to any simple question. But now he lives in Australia, right? If I now know what I knew, I mean, I would have begged my mom and dad to pull money, because I was out to college with my husband at the time. We were poor.
Sure.
We had no money. I would have begged my mom and dad to pull money out of their house. If I would have known the results, I know they would have done it. But back then, I didn't know what it was going to do. It was scary. It was like, but it has an 80% success rate of pulling an autistic kid into a normal 80%
spectrum.
This program works 100% of the time. It's not an 80% guaranteed. It's 100%, because your body holds all the information on the inside that will tell you at the scan what is out of whack, what is out of whack inside your city. Remember, those frequencies are the frequencies of every single cell in your body determines the health. If that frequency is out of balance, just like if your radio station was out of tune, the frequency wasn't tuned in, you would not be able to hear us talk.
Yeah. Well, I got a text that said they couldn't hear you at the very beginning of this interview. Right. I turned your level up, and there you are. You can hear Missy now. There you are.
Okay.
I got two text messages. Rod Wheeler says if Missy ever needs somebody to talk to, clients, referral on how the program works, give her my number.
Thank you, Rod.
Because this program is amazing. And Officer Rick is a school cop today. He says, I feel way better. Not only did he lose the weight, but he feels better.
Exactly.
So, exactly.
That's what life feels like.
Yep.
That's
I'm going to give out my website that Missy has put up, made for my journey, and it's Trucker Randy Health, one word, truckerrandyhealth.com. If you want to lose weight, listen to interviews 2 and 4, then schedule a free consult. And Missy, we thank you for everything you're doing.
And I'm sorry for your loss, Trucker.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.